Wes flicked his gaze toward Rogan and Narlina. The two were tangled together, whispering and cuddling in their after-fuck bliss. He took in the scene he'd witnessed and had protected since Narlina had been married off, their immediate passion and their need for one another, followed by whispered pleas and promises. Like following a script, Narlina pleaded with Rogan.
Promise me.
Desperation bled into her words. It was as palpable as the waves crashing on the shore, echoing beneath the boardwalk under which they hid.
I promise,
came the response, even if it was automatic by now. Rogan wouldn't deny her. He wasn't capable of denying her any more than he could deny himself. She was his heart. Wes had heard the sentiment since childhood, but he wasn't confident whether her petition was for a getaway or whether it was a form of reassurance, one that reinforced Rogan's devotion to her. The liaison was dangerous for all three of them. Narlina's marriage to Alan put these trysts in forbidden territory. Normally, there were no restrictions regarding how people fucked on this island, but Narlina was different. She'd been chosen and groomed from a young age, specifically for Alan. Alan had been the man in charge for as long as he could remember, though he didn't own the island. Wes and Rogan were beginning to believe the island was, in fact, corporate-owned. Too many times they'd overheard comments referencing board approval. Alan was assisted by Larry and Trent, the accountant and logistics officer. Wes worked directly for Trent. He worked in procurement and was responsible for bringing in the flesh that fed fantasies. It wasn't until his time on the mainland, when he'd hung around colleges and sat in business classes, that he picked up on the corporate structure. It made sense, though. This was a huge operation with a lot of moving parts. This particular enclave had been in operation since the early 80s. Comparatively speaking, it was still in its infancy. So far, they were good at hiding. The endeavor was small enough to avoid drawing attention, though expansive enough to require its own tiny village of support staff, Rogan being one. He worked in communications, providing signal jamming, monitoring, and hacking. It was a sophisticated process that required staying one step ahead of the ever-changing and advancing tech. Information wasn't allowed in or out, but that was part of Rogan's difficult task. When Wes was a child, Alan had appeared larger than life, even though he wasn't physically impressive. His position, power, and aura were terrifying. He could be cold and cruel with his glances and judgments, so those working on the island and the children residing there went out of their way to please him, to keep him happy. Rogan's continued need to fuck the man's bride was dangerous. On the other hand, when Alan was generous, he could be likened to a favored uncle bestowing his love, and each act of benevolence was inhaled like a fresh breeze. Rogan and Narlina were relying on that generosity. It allowed Rogan to dream of running away. They'd made a pact. When the time came for his service to the island to be rewarded, Rogan would buy his way off this volcanic rock. He had contacts and meager funds stashed on the mainland, secured in a gym locker. It was their secret, Wes's and Rogan's, that place and the combination. It was madness, their plan, but Wes would play his part dutifully. Not for Narlina, but for Rogan. His friend had always had a soft spot for her, but Wes had never been impressed, even as kids. Narlina was too whiny, too clingy, and far too manipulative of Rogan's feelings. Case in point, all three of them risked their lives regularly so she could have her cake and eat it too. As a communications officer, Rogan knew where the cameras were. He knew how to bypass them, disable them, and erase evidence. But it wasn't foolproof, and while they were fucking, they were vulnerable. Rogan was vulnerable. That's where Wes came in. He wouldn't let anything happen to his lovesick friend. Wes glanced over it then again. The sand wasn't a concern as they pressed their naked bodies to one another.